One of the greatest storytellers of all time in country music, Tom T. Hall.
Oh, in some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. Now this little song, it's more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ear. I like beer.
There it is.
I want to get this on audio. If this is like your last time recording for a while, you can try and get the quote on this. Shit, bitch. You know what I want? I want to talk to Samson. Fly me to the moon like that bitch Elvis crammed in. Because it's hard being black and gifted. Sometimes I just want to throw it all down and get lifted.
What the hell is happening here?
Yeah, it says, and another thing too, I just want to take you guys to take note. Depends how long we record there, but I'm shooting to drink 6 beers tonight.
Yes. I say we try to get it done in 20 minutes.
Ouch.
Wow.
20 minute show, yeah, Kyle, you think?
These are typically long shows, so it's probably going to have to be like one beer every 8 minutes, Corey.
We'll see what we'll do. I'm not making any promises, but.
Wait, okay, well, let's see if you've loopholed it. Have you already started?
He's 6 beers in.
No, I'm one or two sips in.
What kind of swill do you drink anyway? Let me guess. You've got, it's Labatt Blue.
No, I haven't drank blue for a while, actually.
Wait. No, James, you want to take a crack at it?
Domestic?
Yeah.
Why does it sound like you loopholed that answer?
Because I was thinking about it.
Yeah, Heineken's domestic when you're in Amsterdam, so yes. Kokanee.
No, they don't sell that out here anymore.
Yeah, you're right. It's because I'm close to the border.
Keith's.
No, close though.
Moosehead.
Ding, 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 ding.
There you go.
Oldest beer in Canada. Domestic.
Gross.
1867. Oh, I like Moosehead.
Yeah, it's a decent beer.
Dude, that story's crazy. That's the two brothers. One started McCausland. One started Moosehead, and the other one started Keith's. Like the family split with dad's recipe kind of thing. Bad blood, and actually, crazy story. The one of the sons who ended up, or great grandsons or something, who ended up with as president and owner of Keith's, got murdered a couple of years ago by his son with an axe in his office in Texas.
What?
Yeah, man. You can look it up. Crazy story. But it's like the Hatfields and McCoys, those two breweries.
My God, murdered with an axe in his office?
Yep. Like in 2014 or 15, like, how does that happen in 2015?
Wow. Like, so somebody sauntered through the building with, you know, with killing on his mind with an axe in his hand, or did this guy just like have this big broad axe in his office?
I don't know if he grabbed the fire. Do people still have those in buildings, like fire axes on the wall? I don't know how it happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Literally, Corey.
Yeah, I was gonna, like, I don't know. I just feel bad cracking jokes about it, really.
No, we're not cracking jokes. Well, now you said the word cracking, so I'm tempted, but we're not cracking jokes.
We're making jokes.
Oh, Corey, we didn't murder anybody.
James, do you remember when back in the day when you were working at Annie's and was it Keith's or Moosehead that was brought in?
While I was working there?
I think so. I mean, it was all during that late 90s haze period that I don't remember very much.
I don't remember much either, but neither of those two beers were there while I was there. What we did bring in that while I was there was some really bad stuff. We brought in Vieux Montréal while I was there. We brought in Boreal, the Russe and the Blonde, which those are okay. They're not my favorites, but those are decent. And we brought in about every fruit-flavored concoction that was popular at the time, from Boomerang to Tornado. Remember all that crap?
Oh, do you remember those things? Ugh. Oh, my God.
Malt-based, sweet. Oh, my God. Yeah, we sold a lot of that stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. I remember, tornadoes and boomerangs, mm-hmm. the lemon ones. Holy moly, those things sold like crazy in the summer.
I remember.
Those are the years of the 40-ounce Bull Max. You guys remember the Bull Max?
Yeah, man.
That was the first 40-ounce bottle of beer you can ever buy out here. It was like, oh my God, Bull Max. Which I've never heard of since because, you know, every other producer or brewer did the same thing like 6 months later.
Yeah, well, I used to mix those things into sangria. That was the only thing they were really good for.
What, a boomerang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they fizzled, right? Like they were around for a few years and then gone.
It's like shandies. In fact, like we're due for a shandy surge. Remember Twist shandies in the like late 80s, and then those things really were sort of shandy-esque, and like there's always a version of it that pops back. So it's due. It's coming probably.
Well, now it's the Rattler.
Yeah, I heard recently that the kids aren't drinking beer, or not as much as they used to. They're on to, like, they drink a lot more wine. Wine sales are up, and all the vodka based stuff is taking the place of beer.
But I would happily drink Radlers. They're refreshing, man. I love them.
Yeah, people like the Smirnoff Ice. People like mixing that stuff up too, Red Bulls and etc.
Just give me Bloody Caesars all day long.
For our UK friends, he's not angrily asking for salads.
No. Well, I think anybody outside of Canada has no idea what Corey just talked about.
Bloody Caesar,
a Bloody
Mary with
cocktail.
Clamato juice, invented in Calgary, Alberta. It is the most epic hangover cocktail of all time.
Seriously.
It's the breakfast beverage of champions.
But I don't even, do people even know what Clamato is? I don't think
tomato
they do.
Juice.
I think that what's
with the taste that's got clam flavor
juice
to
and
it.
Tomato juice.
Yeah, it's delicious. It sounds gross though.
Like to describe it sounds disgusting.
But it's
but
so good.
If you have a Bloody Caesar, it's and a good
a
one.
Well made.
It's life
they're well garnished, just like I would imagine a well made Bloody Mary. But Bloody Caesars, the garnishings get a little out of control at some places. From like
yeah. Some like, try and make it their own too much.
Yeah. They put things like roast beef sandwiches sometimes on the toothpick.
Oh, yeah.
In some places, like crazy things.
It's common to see like shrimp or something like that, you know?
Yeah, big
but
pickles
for the most part,
and onions.
It's a stick of celery. Yeah, pickles, onions. Actually, kind of, I like a bit of vinegar juice, kind of. Someone taught me that trick.
Spicy bean, spicy, buddy. Spicy
yeah,
beans.
Spicy bean, exactly. Pickled beans. Yeah.
That's the best.
Well, anyway, the best thing I can do is suggest to people just to Google the recipe for a Bloody Caesar or Google images of them. That I think that will help people get over the mental image that Clamato.
Don't even go there.
Let's put the cards on the table here. That is an unappetizing name.
Let's just say thank us later. Trust us. Like, honestly, this drink is Tabasco, Worcester, whatever you want to call it.
How do you manage to say that word every week?
Whatever. I don't even. No one can ever agree what that word really is. That's why I like making the joke.
It comes up way too often, though. It's amazing. You got it in last show too.
I love Caesars. Okay. So sometimes people put a little dash of horseradish.
Oh, I like horseradish in mine more than a dash. And the key to a good Caesar is to shake it after a little stir isn't enough. You got to really. I like horseradish in mine. I like celery salt in the mix too, a little bit, and a good shake, extra spicy. Mm.
Yeah, when I get serious about it, I'll actually put everything into a shaker.
Oh yeah, absolutely, must.
Like I won't like my really the only time I have it is when I go to my folks' house because they always seem to have the ingredients, but they don't have a shaker, so I just pour everything into the cup and just stir it around with a stick or a spoon or whatever, and that has to do. But otherwise, yeah, I've got. This great big stainless steel shaker here. Only way to go.
Yep. Agreed.
You always get with I'm good with either lime or lemon. Preferably lemon for this particular drink. With a nice stick of celery. Boom. And you need a straw. I like a nice straw.
What?
I like the straw because of the rimmer, you know?
See, I like to drink the... For me, it's a 7-drink drink because it takes me 7 times around the rim to take off all the celery salt, and I like celery salt with each sip. So, like, that's seven or eight sips to a cocktail because there has to be – I rotate slightly with every sip and take the rimmer off with every sip.
So that's why I feel with a straw you can be, like, super generous with your celery, and then, you know, you kind of just take a bit – or your celery salt rimmer, excuse me, and then, you know, you take a bit, and then you take your sip with the straw.
Mm. You guys ever had one with a bacon stir stick in it?
Not yet.
It's pretty strong.
Sounds good.
But I mean, if you have a tall enough one with celery salt and the bacon stir stick, that is your daily allotment of sodium busted.
Oh, for sure. True. Just the Clamato, man.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh my god, they're just so loaded with salted. Defies logic.
I'm on beer too, guys. Let's do this.
Oh, Jesus. It's going to get sloppy, man.
Bring it. Shit, bitch. You know what I want. You know what that's from yet, James?
It sounds like, what's his name? Murphy.
Close.
It's not?
Or is it Dave Chappelle?
It's Chappelle from the movie Half Baked. He plays like 3 different characters in that movie. He's sweet. That sir smokes a lot.
I'm a little ashamed that I didn't get it right away, but to be fair, if you've seen Half Baked, you're not really supposed to remember much.
I saw that movie in the theater, man. That was I bought it after the fact. But yeah. Doctor says I need a bacchiotomy.
Hey, what is the most embarrassing movie that you can think of? I know this, you can't really think back all the way, but if you had to think of the most embarrassing movie that you ever paid to see in theater, what would it be?
I almost named some really bad movie called like Love Hurt or something, but I won passes and we walked out of it. So I don't take too much responsibility for it. Worst movie I ever... I'll tell you the movie I'm most embarrassed for walking out of, because it turned out to be like literally, Corey, one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time. Favorite comedies for sure of all time. But we walked out of it in theater. I think Tony Buro walked out with me. The Office.
I'm very interested to hear
this. The Office.
The Office?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Office? What are you talking about? They made a movie of The Office?
I mean Office Space. Office Space, excuse me. Office Space.
Oh, wow. You guys are losers.
Dude, love it now. Love it. I must have seen that movie 100 times now. It's one of my favorites. I can quote the whole thing.
Yeah, that's it. How could you walk down it? Like, dude, the first time I saw that movie, I fell in love.
I think we were hungover. I can't explain it.
You had like the mentality of the main character in that movie. You're just like, no, I just can't handle this thing.
Maybe.
Now, I have a stack of movie stubs. And they're just out of reach, so I can't pull them out now. But I know that there are some extraordinarily embarrassing movies in there. Hmm. Like, I know I saw The Cell with Jennifer Lopez.
I saw The Cell.
You know, I remember the trailer for that, and it actually kind of looked pretty interesting. And I was like, what is
this? I saw it with M. Well, M and I have been together a long time now that I think of that. But I saw that movie with M. I remember. That was a date movie.
You know what? Come to think of it, I went to see that movie with Tony Buro. And he had won passes.
That's funny.
And we stuck it out, man. I think we'll do that one day. Corey, do you keep your movie stubs?
I'm starting to now. I have as of like the last 2 years, kind of.
I never have.
That's not going to do.
Well, whatever. I mean, I've done a lot with my son, right? So keep those.
Now we can spend a good hour going through my ticket stubs and going, dude, you went to see that? You're so lame.
Who, you?
Yeah.
Why?
No. If you went through my movie stubs, you would be shocked at the movies I paid money to see.
That bad?
Really?
Oh, there's some that are just... Like, it used to be me and Candace's thing. Like, we're going to the movie tonight. We'd go every week.
Yeah, and I used to go to a lot more movies, too.
Oh, yeah. A lot more movies. Back in my... From, I'd say, 18 to, like, 22. Or more like 18 to 20. I was, like, probably weekly or maximum bi-weekly movie guy. Like, we just went to go see anything, even to the point where you just go because you knew it was kind of going to be bad.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, I think we went on like Tuesday, Wednesday nights every week, before kids, before real responsibilities, before home ownership. It's Tuesday, Wednesday night. We're going to the movie. We'd go out, have dinner, and go watch a movie. And boy, oh boy, there are some bad movies that we paid good money to see.
I'm having a hard time thinking of any that I really actually regret. The only one I really kind of regret is, I don't know, it was one with Ashton Kutcher. It was a love movie. You know, I tagged along with my girlfriend at the time and one of her friends, which was a really big mistake.
Well, yeah, you should have let them go scratch that itch by themselves. What were you thinking?
Well, I think it was one of those things where like we were out and they're like, let's go. And I could have.
No thanks.
Yeah, I could have opted out, but definitely a big mistake. But I don't know. I'll tell you a bad experience I had at the movies, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but whatever. I mean, I was like 9 years old, I think. It was the year, when Tremors came out.
I like Tremors.
Well, I saw Tremors
in 88, 89?
Yeah. So, whatever. I'm 8 years old, maybe. I saw it in the theater for someone's birthday party, and like the last 5 minutes, like the climax, like, the kid whose birthday it was, we were both just like, bleh! And he was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I was like, yeah, me too. And we just bailed on, like, we bailed on the climax. And we came back in, like, as soon as we hear the music kind of change, we're like, we're back. Just watching the movie now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, we missed the best part. Oh, what a shame.
I'm so disappointed. I was really into that scary part.
Yeah, I was we were disappointed after we bailed. It's one of those, it's a regret. But I'll tell you another, just quickly before we move on to something else. Me and Kyle, one time, our aunt and uncle, they were such cool people. Well, they still are. They're such cool people. They were all young and super hip back in the day. And they took us to a movie, and we wanted to go see Universal Soldier. I don't know if I told you this story, but anyhow, it was sold out. So we ended up buying 4 tickets to go see the movie House Sitter with Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn.
Okay.
And my uncle, we get in the theater and I can hear him kind of like talking with my aunt. And he's like, no, we're not going to see that. So like we walk into Universal Soldier and the guy looks at the tickets and it's like this young kid. And he's like, yeah, like whatever.
You can't go in this theater, sir.
Exactly. And my uncle like greased him, man. He gave him money. Or you give him like 10 or 20 bucks or something. And nice. Then, you know, we're in there, we're waiting. And anyway, yeah, we got dragged out, kind of. Like, they busted us. Like, it came to a point where people were missing their seats, you know. And, you know, they had to go through started having to go through the theater asking for tickets. And, like, we're like, the jig is up, you know. They know it's us, you know. And anyway, we gave in. My uncle, he went to the kid that, you know, like, pointed us out and said, oh, it's them, you know. He was like, yeah, you got my money? Like, right in front of his manager, you know?
Really, eh?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, anyway, we saw House Sitter, so that was kind of memorable.
I specifically remember Uncle Mike greasing the whatever that... what's the name of somebody who works in a movie theater?
Usher?
The Usher?
They don't have that anymore.
I specifically remember that, but I do not recall going to see that movie, House Sitter.
Yeah, I remember. I definitely remember. You're such a weirdo like that. I don't know how I remember weird things like that.
You guys ever tried Death Rain chips?
Nope.
Blair's Death Rain chips.
Oh, yes, I have. You didn't say Blair's.
They are the best.
Yeah, they're good.
Death Rain does sound good.
They're not that hot, Corey. Don't worry. I'm not just saying that. My brother was like, "You can't eat these," and I munched down a bag. He's like, "What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "These are good, but they're not that hot."
Well, it depends. They have different flavors. Some of them,
yeah, he got me the
are not that.
He got
hot.
Me the ones that come like they sell them in like the tiny little bags with like 3 chips worth, and I'm like, "That's stupid. Give me a real bag of these things."
They do have real size.
Yeah, but you got to special order them. They like he couldn't find that in his store. My brother was like certain because he knows I like hot stuff. He's like, I tried these chips. You can't eat more than one. I was like, all right, man. And I'm not saying that they're not hot. They are like the hottest chips I've ever put in my mouth. But like you can eat a bag.
That's the thing. When I find with stuff like, again, touching back on the Caesar, stuff like that, like I like them spicy, you know, so I do like a spicy chip. And, you know, once you dig into something like that, it's like your threshold at a point, it just kind of, you've reached like an equilibrium where, okay, your mouth's not exactly getting any more hot. And you're just, with hot things, I find it's one of those things where like you're kind of like eating a lot, like you're cramming it in your face almost, you know?
Yeah, you get a good sweat on. I like it.
Yeah, me too. I just don't like it the next day, but.
Yeah.
My stomach is not what it used to be. And that's
no, I'm learning that too. I'm really sad about that.
Me too. Like, that's a real sign of age, man, because I used to be able to do whatever the fuck I wanted, man. Like, you know, I eat.
You weren't sure if you could swear there.
Yeah, right? I liked him. Did you hear him realize we were doing Sith the Servers? He's like,
yeah, it was the weakest, the weakest brake pumping I've ever heard.
Yeah, whatever. So I used to be able to eat like, you know, 3 burgers and like pass out in my burgers on my couch when I was a bachelor and just like wake up top shape, man. Like, yeah, not anymore.
Top shape. That is such a Quebecois saying.
Top shape. Top out, man. Anyway, let's go.
Yeah, anyway, Blair's Death Rain doesn't sponsor us, but folks, if you find the black bag, the habanero...
Get it.
Get it. Say your prayers, man. I used to take those things around and, like, prank people.
You drop one of those into a bag of Doritos, man, someone's going to die.
Well, that's exactly what I did. Like, it was the 04 World Series where the Red Sox finally won, and we had a bunch of people over, and these people find ketchup spicy. And so we had like barbecue chips.
You're a mean man.
And oh, it was the most hilarious thing I've almost ever witnessed in my life. And we just mixed in. This is Tony, myself, when we had our apartment. We mixed in these habanero chips in with regular, plain old barbecue chips. And they, you know, if you were lucky, you'd get a plain or regular barbecue. But then you would see like these guys would try. And they'd get nailed with the habanero chip. And they were suffering. Oh,
dude, like if
me and Tony are just like weeping. We're laughing so much. Like, oh, there's something wrong with these chips. They're too spicy. They must have screwed something up. And we're just like, yep, too bad. And we would just keep, him and I would just keep eating them because we could deal with it. But man, it was so funny.
Well, at least
that is I
also used to take them to the softball diamond when I was coaching lady softball. And I would, you know, they'd see me eating chips. I'd say, oh, what kind of chips are those? Habanero. Are they spicy? Want one? Okay. And they would try one. And most of them, a few of them could deal, but most were not pleased.
No, for sure.
I nailed so many people with that.
I kept a bottle of Dave's Insanity Sauce behind the counter at Annie's. And I remember once Tony Bureau was there. And
this is the fifth time we've mentioned Tony.
And this guy asks for an extra spicy Caesar, and Tony's like, do it, put Dave's in. I'm like, no, man, I can't do that to a customer, you know? So he's like, do it. So I'm like, all right, I'll compromise. So I call the guy over. I'm like, look, you asked for a spicy Caesar. I have this stuff that's like really spicy. And this guy was like really arrogant. He's like, yeah, that's what I said, really spicy. I'm like, no. I'm like, do you want to read the bottle? It's like this crazy sauce that's like, he's like, yeah. Like interrupts me, like
sign this paper here.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, fine, you got it. So I mix some in, and dude, it knocked him off his feet. That Dave's Insanity is a pretty potent. I would say, you know, for your average spicy person eater, that's enough to make you tap out.
We gotta get it. We should get a picture of us three one time. Maybe even Carlos too. Get something. I think Carlos likes to get his spice on as well. Yeah, for sure. I made him some jalapeno jelly last Christmas. Get a picture of us four, you know, after having eaten something super spicy with our sweat on, you know. Because, dude, I get beat red.
Like I've got video of me eating the Suicide, the 911 or whatever they call them, the Rim Reaper wings at McKibben's. And the video of me, like, I'm sweating pretty good, but there's video of my buddy who did it with me, this guy Chris. Shout out, Chris. It looks like that guy just got out of a pool with his clothes on, man. He is soaked. He's drenched. He's just dying. It's awesome.
Well, be prepared. That's it. I'm taking notes here. Change of clothes. Gentlemen, we're on beer number three.
Nice.
Wow. Plowing ahead. Yeah. All right, I've got a would you rather for you guys.
Shoot.
Hopefully I haven't asked this one before. But would you rather learn that ghosts were real or aliens were real?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. Would I rather learn?
And I mean, when I mean aliens, I mean intelligent life, not just some little bacteria on some far-flung planet that hitched a ride.
Like, are they going to come here one day? Like, that they're real in the universe, or that they're real and, like, they come here sometimes and, like, they built the pyramids and shit?
Well, I mean, if the ghosts are here, then the aliens ought to be here, too.
Then I'll go with...
I like that loophole, where you can have both answers.
No one said that.
Nobody said that. Corey, slow down with the beers.
I'm gonna say right off the bat, for sure, like, ghosts. Like, I want to know there's aliens, but at the same rate, I have to strongly believe that there are somewhere out there. When you put that mathematical equation together where it shows the number of galaxies, the number of planets, you know, the number of planets, potential M-class planets in the Goldilocks zone, I would think there's, you know, I believe much more strongly than in it than that. And then to know that there, you know, ghosts exist, you at least know that our lives, you have verification that our lives are, you know, there's something after this life.
Like, hey, who says everybody turns into a ghost? Maybe it's like force ghosts. Maybe it's like only the very best humans, Corey.
That'll be a super force ghost.
Super farce ghost.
I'm
a tough one though, right?
I'm gonna say aliens too, because I don't really want to ghost. That's like brings too much weirdness into the universe. See, aliens existing is like fits into science and fits into everything that like fits into all my boxes. Like I'd be surprised that they've been visiting and like tinfoil hats have been right about that.
See, but that's
but it still fits into all my science.
You're saying they're visiting. That's like you're kind of cramming that in there.
Well, yeah, because ghosts, like, it's
level
not
the playing
not,
field.
You know, he's not saying angels in heaven or aliens in the universe. He's saying like among us. I thought at least that's how I took it.
Yeah, no, among us. Okay, like your daily life could be affected by one or the other, and in any way, I it could be really cool or it could be nightmarish. Like, okay, so here's how I would think about the question. Would you, if you're with your lady and it's sexy times, would you rather having a ghost watch you or an alien?
Oh, what kind of alien? A ghost person or a ghost animal?
Yeah, like, what if it's like, you know, an old relative?
That's like, relative? Why'd you do like, that? Nana?
That's Uncle Bill, get out of here, get out of here.
That's a totally different question.
Little green man. Dude, little green man, get out of here.
Oh, dude, I'm totally getting freaky, man, with some aliens.
Watching.
No, bring it on, alien, whatever.
Wow. Yeah. Jesus, that escalated quickly. My God, Corey.
He's only two beers in.
Hey, I'm three.
You did not have to offer up that info.
Hey, you didn't have to ask that weird question, man.
It is a weird question, but it's. I think it's a valid way to evaluate which one you'd truly prefer to have around.
It's not about having around. For me, it's about the verification of something, you know? Like, again, like, I already believe that there is life, not necessarily visiting our Earth, but life somewhere else out there in the galaxy, you know? And, you know, to, again, know that there's life after death, is that would be a pretty cool confirmation for me, at least at home. But, again, a hard question.
All right, well, there you go. Now you do something.
All right, what do you guys want? You want some trivia and facts, or I've got a little trilogy thing here. You guys want to hear that?
Trivia.
All right. Let's start it off nice and slow. Do you guys know what the original name for A New Hope was?
Star Wars?
I mean, it wasn't just Star Wars?
No.
Oh, I've heard this recently. I where did I see this? In a meme? It's long, right?
Kind of long. Not that long.
But it's longer than A New Hope. It's like seven words or something.
Yeah, it's like the...
Yeah. I'm not going to remember, but I did see it like recently.
The Adventures of Luke Starkiller or something.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
It. That's it.
Got it. Go. You got it, guys. You did it. Did it. Hmm.
Was Journals of the Will also part of that title?
Not that I read, anyhow. I found a new little cachet of some facts there, because, like I said before the show, I'm kind of digging the bottom of the barrel here with the... We've been doing this for a while, and to get some stuff that, anyhow, like, kind of interesting, or at least things that aren't, like, so mundane and things that you might already know, you know? So, these are things that, you know, sometimes, for the most part, you guys know a lot of them, but some of them have been pretty interesting.
Hey, just for the record, I think... You know, as far as Star Wars podcasts go, I think we may possibly have set a record for the longest a Star Wars podcast has gone without mentioning Star Wars. Like, we did like a half hour.
Nice.
Without talking Star Wars whatsoever.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
James. It's James. But, all right.
Corey, neither of your first two questions had anything to do with Star Wars. I just want to point out.
James, I'm going to direct this one a little more toward you, because I think Kyle might know this from having read the comics, which is a bit of a hint. But, you know, at the end of A New Hope, Vader's like, oh, like, ooh, this kid that was in the trench, he was powerful in the Force. Like, who is this kid? Got to find me this out. It's not like he knew right off the bat that it was Luke Skywalker. So who informs Lord Vader that, you know, it is indeed a Skywalker that was flying that X-Wing?
Could I know this if I didn't read the comics?
Kidding. Educated guess, basically.
Yeah, this would have to be a good guess.
I mean, it seems like it's low-hanging fruit. It seems like an obvious answer. So, yeah, just take a stab at it. Who's like, you know...
Kyle, you know this? Like, this was easy for you?
Yeah, no, it's one of the bigger moments in the new Star Wars series.
Who doesn't let Lord Vader down in Empire? Like, who's a good, resourceful man that has some probably interesting tidbits of information
for Vader?
I don't know if that's a very good hint.
trying to keep it a little vague.
All right.
He's a man of few words.
Boba Fett?
Yeah, man.
That's a good clue, but... okay. I didn't know that, but I guess I could have taken it. I wouldn't have gone there without that clue. My mind wasn't anywhere near there.
All right. Well, I
guess it makes sense from, you know, like an intel standpoint. Like,
yeah, look, it makes sense. He's the man.
Hey, he hired him to go get some info. Yeah.
And he does. Okay, so here's an interesting one. I never knew this, but did you guys know Vader has something etched into his chest piece?
I did not. Oh, I know. You're right. I know. Isn't there some Orabesh in there?
It's Hebrew, actually. Ancient Hebrew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so some ancient Hebrew etched into his chest, and it reads, "His deeds will not be forgiven until he merits." Pretty interesting, I thought.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good piece, Corey. That's well done, sir. That's a little nugget. You're informing the world. Well, maybe not every listener. In fact, if you knew that, let Corey know. I would want to know if anybody knew that off the top of their head. That'd be a point in the Tumbling Saber Bank, if you know that, the Sith Disturber Bank. Like,
is that the like there's some like chicken scratch beneath the buttons on his chest plate? Is that where it is?
I don't know. I didn't see a picture or anything, but I like basically when I'm doing these searches for facts and trivia and whatnot, I saw like 40 trivia things today that a lot of them are always double ups, but this one was actually published in 2017, May of 2017. So it was a little fresh. First time I've seen it, but again, no pictures. So I can't exactly say exactly where it is, but supposedly that is the case.
Hmm. That's interesting. I always thought it would have been like, you know, this is the on, this is the off. This turns the AC on and off, you know?
This one calls your parents to pick you up.
Slightly off topic, but you know we do our big golf tournament, the Golden Beagle thing, and maybe you've seen a picture of the trophy. It's like a beagle on a piece of wood, and it's got like every year we put the winning team on it and we go all the way around. Anyway, to make a long story short, too late, we've had to turn the corner and like start going around the trophy, so it'll be a 360-degree trophy. And so I wanted to adorn it all the way around, which it wasn't. Like, it was only sort of a one-sided trophy to this point. And so I had some Latin put on it, the front and the back. On the front, it says Postea Sibum, or Postea, and then Cibum. And on the back, it says Pupus Exitus. Food goes in, poop comes out.
That's so random.
Yeah, I thought the P-U-P-P-I-S, Puppis Exiat, E-X-E-A-T. Yeah, I'm going to tell people it says when they ask me what it says in Latin if they don't figure it out, because the poopis part you might be able to figure out if you knew. But I'm going to tell people it says, learn from the past, plan from the, for the future. I'm going to tell them that's what it says.
That would be pretty funny. Because, yeah, Pupus Exia does kind of, you know, if you know French, we do, kind of brings true a bit.
Yeah, you can figure that out.
Yeah. All right, so one last little bit of trivia here for you guys. This one's actually pretty interesting. Again, I saved this one for last, because this one can disrupt fandom in a way. I almost want to test this for myself at a point, but I'm just not at that level. And you know how we've always said that, what is it, Pablo Hidalgo or someone had said that the plot of the story is what the basis for your time or traveling time is, kind of, in a hyperspace travel. However long it takes to get there is it's the
what?
The speed of plot.
Yeah, correct. Sorry. So, that being the case, I actually saw a fact on this thing. Now, again, it's a website. I'm not sure if this is all 100% true, but it said a statistic about the Falcon being the fastest ship in the galaxy. And the Falcon can fly 25,000 light years per day. So, if you really wanted, now that there's all this expanded novels and these atlases and stuff like that, you can kind of say, like, super uber fans, or I don't know, like, people, if they really wanted to, can say, like, well, this doesn't make sense because, you know, it's a 3-day journey and he got there in an hour or whatever, you know? So there is some kind of basis there for some science in the traveling time within the Star Wars universe,
But Pablo said that in response to the question, like, he was being asked, like, how fast does this thing travel or how far are these distances? He says, it doesn't matter. He said, there is no number.
They don't pay attention to that at all.
Because it doesn't matter. It takes as long as we need it to take to tell the story.
And I agree with you guys. I'm 100% on that page. Like I said, I don't think I would ever delve that deep into a story to say, like, nope, it doesn't work. It's too far away or whatever. But I thought it was kind of interesting that it's actually quantified and that you can, if you wanted to, you know, it'd be pretty cool if they actually did kind of take that into consideration. But you can kind of plot a chart if you want, Kyle. I bought you, that you ever used it, but I bought Kyle and his kids this awesome, like, Death Star thing, James. That's I don't know. It's a little big.
We do use it, actually.
Really cool. It's like
it's not canon though, so I pay no attention to it.
Hey, really?
That's got all kinds of planets that aren't in the air quote new canon.
Really? That's lame. But it also has our star systems as well, right? Like Earth's?
Yeah, but who cares about those planets?
Boring.
Anyway, James, it's a projector. It's the Death Star projector that projects onto the ceiling the galaxy of Star Wars or our galaxy.
Oh, that's cool.
Lame. No, it's lame.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention all that much. Like, is there like a moral to this story? A point?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing with the Falcon, like, I just thought it was interesting that I'd never really heard about it prior that, you know, there is a quantification to its...
Yeah, but who quantified it? Like you said, it's just like, that's that website's opinion, maybe. Like, that doesn't come from... There's nothing in any movie that ever says a speed.
Well, I'd like to see a comic source or something. It's true. I'd like to see where they got their information, but just to see it put on paper like that, I was like, I'm surprised people don't jump all over that.
I'm surprised to hear that it's the fastest ship in the galaxy. Really?
What, you don't believe Han Solo when he says it?
No.
I think he just when he, air quotes, makes a name for himself, possibly within the Kessel Run, whatever he does, he just, the Kessel Run makes the, in 12.1 parsecs, right? So it's like, I don't know. I think it's a renowned thing that kind of makes its way around the galaxy, word of mouth style. That no one can do that, but no, he did it with this ship. So that, hence it's known as the fastest ship, kind of.
Well, Lando echoes it too. She's the fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy. All right, fine, but with millions and millions and millions of ships out there, that's the fastest one. Why?
Yeah, I thought it was sort of like
a rhetorical question.
Hyperbole. And they would say that. I didn't actually think it was like the fastest ship. I guess so. One ship has to be.
I suppose so. May as well be that old clunker.
I got another little question for you guys. The trilogy vein. No, James, that was your baby, the trilogy game. But, okay, we're going to exclude any and all Star Wars characters. And what are three of your favorite protagonists of all time? Let you guys mull that over a bit. And I had time to think about it, so I'm just going to say right off the bat, I thought Indiana Jones, a given. Marty McFly, huge, right up there. The last was kind of a toss-up between Ferris Bueller, John McClane, and Martin Riggs. And I went with Martin Riggs.
Wow.
So two Martys and
good
one
choices.
One Indiana.
You did have time because, man, I agree with all of your choices.
Yeah, just childhood heroes. Like, looking back in the day, you know, like, I watched those movies as a kid, a young person, like Lethal Weapon, The Works, and you know, you see, I went with Marty Riggs because, you know, he's a dog guy. He's got a real soft heart by the end of it all, you know, and he's super, super badass. Like, if him and McClane got in a fight, it would last quite a while.
Before John killed him.
Probably. He's invincible. Unbreakable, sorry.
No, that's not John McClane. That's a different guy. Well, the same guy, but different guy.
Something like that.
Well, those guys better pray they don't get clubbed by Captain Kirk's two-handed fist.
You're right about that. John McClane versus Captain Kirk would be an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object.
I think Riggs just calls up Chuck Norris.
Man, that's a really tough question, Corey.
Favorite protagonist?
You can double up. You don't have to get all original on me. I know we...
Really, well, Indiana Jones is going to be on everybody's list. Yeah.
Childhood.
Yeah, Indy, Marty McFly for sure. I can't. I was thinking about that. Like, I like Venkman, but I also like
Stance.
Ray Stantz.
Yeah.
I like all four of the Ghostbusters. And I even like all four of the new Ghostbusters.
Ferris Bueller, too, even though he's kind of like an anti-hero.
Mikey Walsh, Goonies.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a cockeyed optimist for you. on the Sean Astin vein, Samwise.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's not so much childhood. But no, it's true. I didn't pose a question like that. I said three years. Yeah, it's true. Go for it. I was kind of, in my head, I should have asked it like that, but three people from your childhood, kind of, that...
Well, then, on this list, has to be Kevin Arnold right at the top. He was like...
Oh, there. That's a good call. Oh my God.
I guess he was a hero.
He was my hero. Did he Frenched Winnie Cooper in the opening episode, dude?
Mole, 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 mole.
He's awesome. He's on this new show that's fantastic. If you guys haven't checked out Friends from College yet, man, check that out. It's hilarious.
I think I'm going to put Optimus Prime and Duke in there as well.
Oh, Optimus Prime's there for sure.
Hey, I like those choices.
For me, I'm more of a Scarlett O'Hara kind of guy, but...
I don't know if you caught this, James, just before you guys go on there, but I tweeted Kyle today because I saw someone else tweet out. Actually, I think it was Jeremy Conrad at Manabyte. He tweeted something about it being the 31 or the... I think it's the 31st anniversary that Transformers, the movie, came out. And it was a scene where it was just a gif or a gif, whatever you want to call it, of Megatron saying, "Die, Optimus Prime, die!" And he's like, he blasts him like three times, you know?
You know, it's funny. And you try to do impressions all the time, and I don't think you were trying that very hard there, but that was like the best impression you've done. That was pretty good.
Nice.
That was a decent Megatron.
It was awesome, though. Like, but me and Kyle, I remember Kyle and I just... freaking out when that happened, and then you see Optimus dies in the next scene. He turns all like gray and brown, and he just
he's on the operating table, and he gives Perceptor's the Matrix working on him and says, "Oh, the wounds are fatal.
The wounds are fatal. I'll never forget this."
And I'm like, "What do you? No. What does that mean? Fatal? You got to fix him. He's not gonna die." And then, sure enough, he gives up the Matrix, and then he dies. Like the lights just go out, man, and he turns gray. The head falls to the side. I'm like,
I want to go home.
Are you kidding me? Are you, like, we weren't in a theater. We were at home.
Yeah, we were in our basement, in our unfinished basement. And you knew it was grave injuries, man. Like, he had that shard of ship in the side of him. And then he's got shot all those times. And, like, you just saw his innards and whatnot. And then he passed on the Matrix of life or whatever.
Oh, no, that was like, yeah, we talked about it before. Like that moment,
we were upset. We were very upset.
Oh, very upset. Really upset. Like Darth Vader revealing that he's Luke's father. That moment has nothing on Optimus dying. Nothing.
I cried.
Part of our childhood that was taken away from us there. A loss of innocence. Like, how could the world be so cruel? How can they take Optimus from us?
That's our generation's old yeller, guys.
Yeah, just to introduce a whole new line of toys with, it was Hot Rod that turned into Rodimus Prime.
Oh, I didn't like that.
That's what it was all about, right? Like, the toys came around before the show. Like, the show didn't come up, and then they made toys. Like, they had toys to sell, so they built a show around
it. I saw that exact thing up from some little 15 slideshow thing on the internet today, the worst He-Man toys of all time. And yeah, it was exactly that, all these Mattel toys that came out. Like, some of them came out after, like, before the toys were out, but the show had ended, so some of them never even aired. But yeah, they had this... Man, there were some bad toys. I'd forgotten about some of them. Moss Man? Remember Moss Man?
Oh, yeah.
Smelled like...
We had him.
He was pine-scented.
We had him. Dude, no, I think he was sprayed with... You ever hear that cologne or that eau de toilette? Patchouli? The one the hippies wear?
Patchouli oil. And
yeah, I'm telling you.
No,
he did stink.
He was pine-scented.
Mine was patchouli scented.
No, he definitely stank.
Did he stink as much as Stinkor?
We had him too.
But it was, I remember Mossman was one of those things that like triggers one of those sensory memories. You know what I mean? Like whenever I smell someone wearing patchouli, it's like, I'm like, "Bruh, Mossman."
Yeah, there's Hordak. He's another... Well, he was pretty bad.
He was the bad guy from She-Ra, no?
Sin. Yeah, he was the main villain from She-Ra. But we, for some reason, we had him.
For some reason. It's true. Back then, it wasn't, the guys didn't collect the Shira toys, really, eh? It was a different world. Different world, I tell you.
We had a cousin like Shira, though. And I think there was a crossover once, too. I think they got married or something, though.
I saw, there was definitely some crossover episodes, I remember. There was like a Christmas one, for sure.
No, they were related. They couldn't be married.
I didn't say married. Corey said the kissing cousins thing.
I'm pretty sure they, yeah, they were kissing cousins. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure they weren't.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Then again, Leia and Luke.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, they would be following the trend of the 80s, that's for sure.
So what did you guys say?
Sorry, I have one more protagonist I'm throwing into my mix.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Despite it not being part of my childhood, Samurai Jack.
Oh, I love the Samurai Jack. Big fan.
Yeah, poor Jack.
Have you watched the new series?
Not yet.
I am.
I heard it's a lot darker and... Yeah.
And I've got the whole thing on my PVR.
It's good though, right?
Have you built up to
it? I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to binge it hopefully soon.
Like, are you going to watch like the last season prior to watching this, or are you just going to jump right in?
I don't know. I don't even know where to find the previous seasons.
The movie is awesome. You have the movie, I think, eh?
Yeah, that thing's hard to find.
Dude, that
it's
movie
a bit of
is...
a collectible if you go on eBay.
It's a good movie.
It's pretty insane. All right, what else we got? All right, I've got a poll. I mean, we're getting close to the end here, I think, but I've got a poll to run past you guys. So what will be? And I'm very curious to hear what people listening would think. And I'm going to run this on Twitter at some point. So the most annoying thing to come out of the sequel trilogy. Which of these four options would piss you off the most? So Reylo, i.e. Rey and Kylo getting together. Snoke actually turning out to be Plagueis. No lightsaber for Luke at all at any point in 8 or 9. Or option 4, we revisit the Chosen One prophecy.
Oh, you're right. I'm glad you saved that on the air. That groan was legit. Ugh. No, okay, that one's just jumped right to the top of my list, I think.
No, not for me. Like, there's nothing for me that can justify Reylo. Just, no.
I want to see Snoke Reylo. I'm going to get a Reylo shirt made. I'm going to get one made for Corey, too.
Jesus. I don't even know what to say to that. Like, honestly, it would honestly upset me the most. Like, I don't want to see that whatsoever.
They're not going
to
do that in Star Wars again, because they're brother and sister anyway, so that can't happen.
I don't want to see it.
I can order this for you guys from least annoying for me to most. So least annoying of these options would be Snoke turning out to be Plagueis. Because although, yes, that would mean that Pablo lied to us numerous times, I think it still could be a cool story, and a lot of people would be happy about it, and the linkages back to the prequel era, yada yada yada. I'd still be annoyed, but it's the least of evils. After that is no lightsaber for Luke. I desperately want to see him ignite blue or green, either one. But I think there's a version of the movie that could be made where even if he doesn't have a lightsaber, I might enjoy it. Then Reylo. Now we're getting into like pretty rarefied air. That would piss me off something fierce. But most of all, going back to the Chosen One, rehashing that. Ugh. That would put me right off the ledge.
So that would probably bother me the least. Ugh. No, the Chosen One. Well, Chosen One. Yes, but changing the prophecy a bit. Or reinterpreting the prophecy and what it meant.
Like, I don't even want to hear the word prophecy in 8 or 9.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen, to be honest. Like, there's... they're just not going to go down that route. It's a new, from what I'm gathering now more and more, which I kind of, I get it if you want to move the story forward, but I was kind of hoping that all the movies can be seen more as a cohesive unit telling one story, but it looks like 7, 8, 9 are like a springboard to new films, which a little disappointing for me. Like I said, I wanted to see a whole Skywalker thing, but it looks like these characters are background characters slowly being written out, and they're going to move forward with this whole new story that kind of doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Anakin's. It does, but it doesn't, as much as I'd like it to anyhow.
All right. That's another conversation for another time. James, you had a minute to think about it. You got. How do you order these?
Most annoying. Definitely, I'd be most annoyed with the prophecy being revisited. The chosen, chosen one being revisited. That would irk me the most. I just have no interest. They tied it up. I like the bow that was put on it. It's perfect. Frankly, I want to see Reylo. Like, I'm on board. Like, get it on already, you know? So that one's not even on the list.
I don't even know you anymore.
But the other two, I guess, are tied, really, for like a distant second to revisiting the prophecy.
So Snoke being Plagueis, you're ambivalent towards?
I even think that wouldn't... Yeah, ambivalent or even... I could... That's one of the theories that I heard as we were going along that I was like, okay... That's not terrible.
And Luke with no lightsaber. Like, that one must piss you off a little bit.
Yeah, but you said something in the last one, last time we talked about this, and I was like, like, we didn't really see him at all in the first movie. We may only get introduced to like, depressed, shitty Luke in this movie. So if we only get him lighting up in movie 3, I won't love it, but it won't kill me, and it's possible.
He's saying, Kyle said 8 or 9.
Yeah, I know, but for lighting it up?
Yeah.
If he doesn't light it up at all, then I'm pissed.
Yeah, that's pretty much right at the top of my list, I would think. The Snoke Plagueis thing, again, is a little...
He has to light it up in 9. I could deal. I didn't think I'd be able to. I really want to see it in 8. But you sort of swayed me into being able to deal with it not being in 8. But man, if he never lights it up...
That would be lame.
That would be bad.
That would, yeah. I really want to see it in 8. We've waited long enough. Make it happen in 8. I don't care which lightsaber he uses. Okay. Who's got something else? Or is it game over?
Let's finish it up. You guys want to do one quick round of Star Wars?
Yeah, man.
All right. Who's hitting up the isolation booth first?
I'll
go in the isolation booth.
You go.
All right, James O, it's me and you. Y'all ready for this? So anyone who hasn't heard this before, basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to rattle off 5 words, Star Wars related, and the first things, whatever it may be, that come to either James or Kyle's mind, they're just going to spit it out as quickly as they can. You know, it's just like that. It's super simple. All right, so James, here we go. Kyber crystal.
Lightsaber.
Planet.
Krypton.
Hyperspace.
Millennium Falcon.
Porg.
Chop.
Balance.
Beam.
Alright. Let's see if Kyle... I did this last week. Kyle, you there?
I like my answers.
I like them too.
Krypton sort of surprised me. I don't know where that came from. We weren't talking about Superman at all tonight.
You're thinking your brain went fiction and then...
I guess.
All right. Sent him a message.
All right. I'm back.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right. So first word, Kyber crystal.
Midichlorian.
Planet.
Earth.
Hyperspace.
Wow, warp speed.
Porg.
cute.
Balance.
Beam.
Yes!
You guys are one for one.
One for one.
We got Beam.
We got Beam.
All right. Finish strong.
I could have gone midichlorian for Kyber Crystal 2. And if I would have been playing match game, I would have guessed that you would have said midichlorian.
For planet, I thought you guys would have said Tatooine.
No, we both said the planet we're from.
So we went 2 for 5?
No, I said Krypton.
James said, yeah.
All right, are we done here?
I'm done with you guys.
How many beers?
I only made it. I'm about to open my fifth, man.
All right, so we got to talk about something else. Hey, would you guys rather be like okay at everything and really good at nothing, or really good, like really good, world class at one thing, but really bad at everything else?
Do I get to choose what that one thing is?
Yep.
I would be really like world class at, oh geez, hold on. How define bad.
Awful. Like
catastrophic.
Catastrophic.
Like I can't toast make toast.
You can't, toast is like a stretch for you at cooking because you're so bad at it.
Oh man. So like choosing my own clothes in the morning, someone's got to do it for me because I will look ridiculous.
You're basically like Forrest Gump at ping pong, but also Forrest Gump at, actually he was really good at a lot of things, but idiot savant style. You're just really, really good at one thing, but really terrible at everything else.
I don't know. There's two ways of looking at it. Like, I think if you're really good at one thing, you can kind of make a lot of money off it.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Like, you just, you know, you rake it in, you live a good life. And the other thing, you know, you just, you're okay at everything. So.
But if you're a bad driver, you're kind of not going to enjoy that money.
You need to hire a driver for sure.
You have to hire a driver. Like, you'd have to hire a chef, a driver, a landscaper. Anything that you need to do. Like, can I at least wash myself?
A bodyguard. Yeah. You're not going to.
Dude, you just said you're okay at everything. Like, or like not good at anything. Like you can't play volleyball or baseball. It's not like you can't feed yourself or wash yourself.
Yeah, you can feed yourself and wash yourself. But like you're really bad at sports for sure. And like you're a bad driver. You're the worst driver all of your friends know. You're the worst at everything except for that one thing, like guitar.
That's when you laugh with your friends. You're like, I don't have to drive because I have this guy driving me around, and I'm like doing whatever I want.
Yeah, but Corey, are you gonna have someone having sex for you because you're just awful at that too? Whoa!
that's where his alien friend steps in and fills the void.
No, I think every couple of days I may watch, you know, but. For the most part, I'm a participant.
How would you live with yourself knowing that your lady's just not happy with you?
Which one? Which lady? How's that different than now?
Oh, yeah, wow.
That's true, though. I think that could be said for all three of us.
How the hell do you know?
Hey, come on. I talk with you guys.
I talk with you guys. Five. So what's the choice? Really good at one thing, Corey?
I'm liking that option just because, you know.
World class.
You loophole it. And if you're more than, like, I want to be more than real good. I want to be the best at one thing. I don't know what that one particular thing is, but it's going to make me lots of money. And
yeah, you're Hendrix, man. Okay, you're the best.
Dude, I'm the best. I'm making all kinds, and I'm happy with that. I'll have people drive me around. I'll have people cook for me. I'll have people clean. I'm okay with that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go down that road, too. It's. Yeah, you can still have a lot of fame and fortune. You can have your bases covered by hiring people to help take care of you.
And you can still have fun playing sports and stuff, too. Like, even though you're the suckiest guy, like, you have fun with
me.
It. Like,
that's the part. It's sports that would do it for me. Because of sports, I choose option B.
No, I just.
Unless I'm choosing to be a world class golfer, maybe. No, it's not just about fun. You know what's fun? Winning.
So choose one particular thing that you're good at and excel at it. Be the
best
golfer. Yeah, but
then I couldn't play softball or that. I like being good at a lot of things. I like trying to be good at a lot of things anyway. No, I.
Dude, if you come in like 50th place in a golf tournament, you're making like 30 G's still, no?
Well, it depends which golf tournament, but yeah, you can make a lot of money.
Dude, play golf for 10 years and come in first every time.
Yeah. Tiger Woods. He was really bad at everything else. No, I still choose. Yeah. I'd rather be like decent at everything.
I'd rather be rich.
He's like, I feel like I'm halfway competent in a lot of things, and it's led me to here talking to you two bozos, so...
Exactly. I'd
choose excellency at one thing.
That's it. We all have, like, I can see you too, James. Like, you know us, we played sports our whole lives, you two. Basketball, football, even soccer, baseball, hockey. So, like, we all have a pretty, you know, there's some sports I'm better at than others. But I'm looking at it all and saying, you know, if I don't play this again or... Not that I even have to play it, but just not to be good at it. Okay, whatever. Versus...
Yeah, but your whole life, you're thinking of it now where you're looking back and you're like, I had that and I'm good with my memories. You don't get the memories, dude. You were never good at that shit.
Yeah, I guess. But still to be... To have that kind of shit.
You're always last picked in school, man. You were the weird kid who was good at guitar. I don't know. I don't think you're thinking it through.
I don't know. Now you're kind of changing it, but
I'm not changing it at all. I'm
just
making you think about the whole thing.
To get picked.
Well, but likely, unless like you're choosing like it depends what your thing is. That's why it's easier if you put your peg on something, because then we can say like, hey, fine, you're the best guitar player, but you probably don't get bras until college. Or guys, Corey, I'm you know we're a non we don't judge on this show. I'm just saying either way.
whatever, man.
But you know what I'm saying, like. But if your thing was like football, then yeah, you probably would have been popular in high school too.
Looking back on it now, like being a bit of an older adult, I think I'd go with that option. Just the being good at one thing and, you know, trying to have fun at others and just, you know, again, it's all about the money right now.
Yeah, fair enough. There's no bad choice.
And that's why you podcast.
Oh yeah, I get the big bucks over here. Still waiting on that smoked meat. When are we taking Carlos out? Jesus Christ. I'm on 5 beers, guys.
I don't think we told Carlos his new nickname is C3P Bro.
And the new I've always thought of this in my head that the name of his band would be Carlos Candido and the Bandidos. Or something like that. It's got to have Bandidos in there. Because he is a Bandido.
5 beers in.
Yeah.
But come on.
It took a while. It took a while for the unspeakably bad
one.
To come out.
I've been thinking about that one for a while.
Oh, no, don't say that. You're making it. Take a shovel away.
I just never said it, that's all. Candido and the Bandidos.
No, now it's good. Now that you say it again, now I like it.
Thanks, James.
Still not doing much for me, to be honest. All right. Let's let the good people get on with their weekends here.
Put a plug in it.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed this. It was, you got a bonus episode with James. And James now rides off to his, we'll just loosely call it retirement because I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah, well,
sabbatical?
Hiatus. Call it sabbatical. That's a better term. Retirement sounds too final. I really do hope to be back doing this like on a regular basis with you guys in a few months. I think I'll be able to figure it out. But, yeah, we'll see.
You should just jump in on a call every now and again and just be like, hey, guys.
At random, I might show up. I might just buzz in. And
although
don't update me either. Just let me try to figure it out.
You just have to make sure you're recording before you jump in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, there'll be this weird pause in the show, but we won't hear you.
Well, no, I know. I'll just start recording that night randomly at, like, 9:48 when you guys start. And then... I'll jump on at 10:30 and I'll have perfectly time track for you.
You should just jump on and be like, fuck you, fuckers.
that would be you, buddy. That? I'll just jump in with some random, like, terrible joke.
Yeah, where are dad jokes? What's going to happen there?
You know why golfers wear two pairs of pants?
Oh, no.
In case they get a hole in one.
I knew it had something to do with a hole.
Say goodbye, James.
Goodbye, James.
Goodbye.
If you would have given me 5 more seconds, I would have got that one.
That's why I didn't.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's it. Let's get out of here. I'm out. I'm done. Corey, where are you at on Twitter? I've got a headache now.
Find me at Chop Rules with a Z. I'd be happy to hear from you.
And James, are you still going to be addressing your Twitter account?
I don't know how I'm going to handle the heavy flow of mail that I get, but yeah, I'll still be managing it.
At Tommy Bombadil 1
with a Z.
Yes, you did it. Thank you so much, James. I love you, bro.
I knew I was going to do that from when we started tonight. I wrote it down. I was like, I'm going to end my thing with a Z.
It's fucking right. I'm smiling ear to ear.
That's the beer talking.
Yep. But no, it's not necessarily, because people don't know necessarily what goes on behind the scenes here. Peek behind the curtain at the Tumbling Saber, but we have some pretty heated conversations about the Z. Z. Fuck you. Fuck this. Fuck that.
Okay, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. We're out of here. Episode 89. Or 88, is it? 88. It's coming up in a couple days. Stick around for that. And be sure to visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com over the weekend. Check out our podcasting partners and fill up your weekend with some podcasting goodness. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to the Sith Disturbers Podcast, brought to you by the Warped Minds at the Tumbling Saber, proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.
You want to hear a joke about a pad of paper? It's terrible. I love it. Don't worry, Corey. You'll get it tomorrow.